Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA. Same symbol on the NYSE, VZLA. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Vizsla Silver focused at the Panuco project in Mexico. Couple news releases to get to that all came more at the later part of January. We're starting off with the updated resource estimate. Couple of the bullet points here, a 71% increase in the indicated mineral resource, a 150% increase in the inferred mineral resource, now bringing the total resource of indicated and inferred to about 219 million ounces of silver equivalent. Grade also increased in terms of the indicated. Grade increased 14% to 437 grams per ton silver equivalent, and a 42% increase in the inferred category to 491 grams per ton silver. Mike, overall, this is a very good increase for the resource. A lot of growth came from the Copala structure. So let's start here. Take us through Copala and how it lended to a major part of this increase.
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey and Chad. I'm happy to be here on the show and talking about this because this is a major update for the company. And you know, our vision at Vizsla is to become one of the world's largest single asset silver producers. And, you know, to go from really announcing the acquisition of this project back in late 2019, now to this massive resource, actually the largest undeveloped high grade silver resource in the world, according to Michael Gray's research notes. So really quite impressive here. And to think that we did that really in less than 3 years of drilling at this project, it makes you think about, well, what's possible here? Because we only discovered Copala, which is really driving the increase here at the project and then the resources. We only discovered that in late 2021. So this growth is really incredible. This is the first full resource update that we put out with Copala in it. In the March 2022 update, we had a little bit of Copala in the inferred. Now we've seen Copala, you know, make up really the majority of this resource. And so when you talk about, you know, the increases that we saw, the 71% in indicated, 150% in inferred, it just shows what kind of growth is possible with some of these big structures in the Panuco district. And you know, for the Copala structure alone, we're at over 100 million ounces of silver equivalent in both categories, at a grade well over 500 grams per ton silver equivalent. So in an indicated alone, it's 516 grams silver equivalent. And inferred, we're seeing 55 million ounces of silver equivalent at over 600 grams silver equivalent. So spectacular grades. But the craziest part about this is that the wireframe, you know, that is to say the area that we put in the estimate, is averaging 10 meters in thickness. That's five times the average thickness of most good underground mines in Mexico, at a grade that's three times the average grade of good mines in Mexico. So this is really standing out to be a spectacular resource, and it's really going to drive, you know, the value that we see here at Vizsla, and it's going to drive the potential economics and the potential production scenario as we move forward here. So Copala is simply put, it's a beast, and it's continuing to grow as well. So it's open in every direction. We think that we might be onto a potential block of mineralization that might be separated from the main Copala structure and in a different area that we can go drill. So I think Copala is going to continue to grow, but it really doesn't have to. Already it's one of the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver deposit. So we're thrilled by this.
Yeah, Mike, it's nice to see the success the team at Vizsla has had continue to expand the resources at really all these veins, but especially in the Copala area. I'd love you to dive in a little bit more just to how you have three different areas in the property, the western, the central, and the eastern, but really most of the activity and the center of gravity is in the western portion, originally at Napoleon and Josephine, but more recently at Tejidos, Copala, and even more recently, you've discovered that new vein, the Cristiano vein, in between Copal and Tejido. So just explain to people that are not familiar with the project how all this is pulling together in the Western area.
Well, that's really the interesting part. And, you know, well, just the Western part alone would be worth, you know, a huge amount in any company, right? It's our center of mass. It's, you know, within a 3 kilometer radius from the center point there, you're talking about 95% of our resources. And basically all the high grade resources. So, you know, that's really the bullseye target on where to build a mine and a mill for this project. And by no means have we finished exploration there. Matter of fact, it feels like we've just started, and you know, the potential for more near resource discoveries of new veins and the potential to continue to grow all of the wireframes that we put into this resource, you know, is very real. So think about it in the sense that, you know, in a very small part of our district, it's essentially 10% of the known vein strike in the district. We have that center of mass in the west, but we have 90% of the other veins in the district that we have yet to explore. And you know, if you think about the center area where we have the Animas and the San Antonio area, the Animas being the historic center of production for the district, and then the east, where we have a lot of other really interesting veins, you know, it's massively underexplored. So, you know, and already well over 200 million ounces of silver equivalent in both categories combined. We're looking at the pathway to something that I believe will show a billion ounce district in the future. So, you know, I think it's helpful to think, well, you know, on its own in the west is already, you know, what many would consider a world-class project and the potential for a very, very nice mine. But we're just scratching the surface, and the district is so much bigger than just the west. So it's thrilling to me.
Okay, Mike, let's elaborate on that a little bit more, because that was a point that was put in that key statistics category or area in that news release where you said, look, this resource has 10 epithermal veins, only about 10% of the known vein strike in the district. You've shared some other of the veins that you're going after, but what work has been done on this other 90% of the known vein strike? What can we expect? What is possible then?
Well, I would say there's certainly the potential to find other Copala-like structures throughout the district. And you know, we definitely know of others that, you know, are certainly targets for that, and know of other ones that have been mined out that are kind of similar in the sense that they've been very thick and relatively flat-lined structures. And, you know, there's remnants of old mines at Animas that are probably 100-plus years old, that are, you know, the same idea, you know, 10 to 30 meters in thickness at kilo grades. At least that's what we've learned from old reports. And there's some other areas, you know, that I know about that we went to early on before we actually acquired this district that have, you know, very similar aspects like Copala. So really the biggest takeaway is that there is the potential to find other Copalas. And, you know, this is a really immature district in the sense of our geological knowledge. And it's not immature because we're lazy and we're not trying to learn about it. It's just huge. You know, we've only mapped about half of the district, and we have 6 people that are focused on that day in, day out, mapping and sampling and you know, discovering new areas of this district. We've recently used LIDAR to find old workings. And, you know, our mantra has always been to use old workings to vector into new mineralization. And so we're compiling all this information. It just, you know, in a few years, it's hard to get to it all. So, you know, the vision for the company, again, tying back to being, you know, one of the world's largest single asset silver producers, is that this is the type of district that can be a generational mining district. And, you know, all you have to do is look 80 kilometers to the north to San Dimas to see that. You know, they've produced over 1 billion ounces of silver equivalent historically. It's been a major mine for First Majestic for some years now. It was also the project that started Goldcorp and then later Silver Wheaton. So, you know, these are the type of districts that are extremely valuable in Mexico and extremely valuable to and transformative to whichever company owns them. And I think that's going to be the case for Vizsla. And I would point out too, just you know, I like to say if we send all the drill rigs home and never drilled another meter, and we're still trading at this market cap, we would be criminally undervalued on a EV per ounce basis. So if you look at our comps, you know, most of them would be trading $2-3 EV per ounce. We're trading at about $1 right now, which is, you know, just massively undervalued. And, you know, if we didn't drill another hole and added no more ounces and just took this this resource into production, you know, if you look at comps like Silvercrest and Meg Silver, you'll see that they get about $5 to $6 an ounce on an EV per ounce basis. So, you know, even us just taking this resource forward and de-risking it, moving it through production, we'll see, you know, a massive re-rating if you believe those comparables. So, but then if you think, well, is this a potentially, you know, certainly a multi-hundred million ounce district? Could it be a billion ounce district? Well, you can kind of draw your own conclusions with those EV per ounce metrics, and to also think that, you know, not every ounce is created the same, you know, to think that these are high grade ounces that are near surface. I think you can see that the pathway and the future is very bright for Vizsla.
Yeah, Mike, it's nice to see not just the high grade too, but the wider widths that you mentioned earlier in the call for mining, you know, looking forward to developing the project. But already where the deposit is, as you say, if you never put another drill in the ground, it's already a world-class deposit, but with 90% of the ground and the vein strike still to explore, and we will keep following along. Speaking of upside, though, you just announced on the 27th of January that you've upsized the private placement. It was originally a $34 million capital raise. It's now jumped to $39 million. Could you walk us through how that deal came together, you know, what the vision is for the budget going into this year?
Yeah, well, we had raised some money at the end of last year, and you know, that got us back into a position of strength. But really, you know, our goal here is to drive this forward, grow the resource, de-risk the resource through economic studies, and then move this to production. So we definitely needed more money than we had in the bank, and we didn't want to go out hat in hand and do a deal that was structured in a way that we didn't like, right? And so what we ended up here was a common share. The participants in this placement is a very, very small group of really high quality shareholders, not renters, but owners of our company and groups that have been supportive of us for many years now. And so, you know, there was some conditions on this financing. One was that it didn't have a warrant, which we were able to achieve. The discount was very tight. It was you know, a very reasonable discount, and the quality of the shareholders are ones that aren't in this for a couple penny flip and a strip the warrant type game here. This is a group of shareholders that are aligned with us here with the goal, and they're owners of the company. And so, you know, the goal is for us to use the cash injection that we have here, which will bring our cash you know, to a very secure place. And then I'll unlock value through the project through further drilling, adding more ounces, and then taking the project through economic studies, which now with this investment in hand, we'll have enough cash to do that without having to go back to the market and dilute further. So it's fortunately, I'm the founder of the company. I wrote the first check for the company and, you know, the first shares. You know, I obviously don't love to see the dilution as much as anybody, but you know, we're not in this for, you know, a couple pennies here and there. You know, we think that the upside here is, you know, multiple, many, many times, you know, the current value. And so to bring in cash from strong shareholders, that's going to allow us to meet a couple of major objectives in the future here was a really great idea. And to do it at the terms that we did it at is very strong as well. So I'm proud of the team and the groups that we work with in order to get this financing done. I appreciate the support from our shareholders as well.
So, Mike, let's look to this year then. What's going to be done? What drilling plans do you have? Do you think you will wrap economics around this resource? Take us through the big picture plans for this year.
Well, we have some thresholds in mind of what ounce count we want to achieve here. And, you know, that ounce count will essentially, you know, give us the parameters in which to, you know, to do the mine plan and to meet a certain production goal of ours that we have internally. And you know, we'll be drilling 90,000 meters. Most of those meters will be conducted in and around the Copala area. You know, I would love to see us find another Copala-like structure. I think that would be pretty darn exciting. But even still, just with the natural growth along strike and at depth that at Copala, we'll see that resource grow, I believe. And it'll likely have an updated resource sometime in 2023. Now, there is the potential that we also would be able to put out economics at some point, either this year or early next year as well. But I think the earliest that you would see us do an economic study on the project would likely be, you know, the end of this year, you know, towards the very end of this year. But that is something that we're working on. And, you know, with a project like this, we could go and drill, you know, any number of targets and find, you know, I'm sure we could go find a few kilo plus holes and put those out to the market. But right now, the goal is to grow the near mine or near mine plan potential resources like the Copala area, the Cristiano area, increase our confidence in those areas and move that forward, you know, through economic studies into a mine plan, which we're well funded for right now.
Okay. Mike, thank you for this update. I'll post a link to the Vizsla Silver news section so you all can read over the financing deal as well as that updated resource. And as always, if you have any questions for Mike regarding anything going on within the company, please email us and we'll get those addressed for you. Mike, thank you very much for this update. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Great to catch up.